This morning, I want to just share with you a message that I think is pretty radical. I think it's pretty countercultural because I think it's not something that's really taught a lot. And it's something that we value a lot within this nation in America, and it's independence. And independence, though, in the sense that I think it's we're thankful for our freedom, no doubt about that. But there's another side of independence that I think if we're not careful, man, the enemy can come in like a flood. And the part of independence that I'm talking about is where we just think we can do this life by ourselves. And it is not the will of God for us to do this life and this journey by ourselves. Now, God wants us to have a relationship with Him, but He wants us to be in relationship with each other. And so there's this kind of this mindset, this focus of, you know, I'll just do me. This is, you know, and I can handle me. I think Burger King kind of started the trend of have it your way, you know. And I think so much about that. And something I shared a few weeks ago, a misconception that's in Christianity and has been for so long that, man, me and God have this and I don't need anybody else, which is just simply not true and simply, honestly, something I think the enemy wants us to believe. And so I want to talk to you about that. And really the result of that and what we've seen, I think, within our culture, within our nation, is I don't think we've ever had more unhappy, independent people in the history of our country. And here we are in a place that I believe that we have to understand the truth is happiness doesn't come from independence. To experience joy and happiness is to experience interdependence, is community with God. And so we need community, everybody. Everybody say, we need community. And so I want you to help me read this verse aloud out of Romans chapter 12 and verse 5 here this morning. And help me read this. It says this, since we are all one body in Christ, we belong to each other. And each of us needs all the others. Did you get that? Keep it up there for a minute. Each of us needs all the others. Look at the person next to you. Tell them you need me. look back and say, I need you. Yeah, you need me, and I need you. It's important. And I love that part of that verse because this is God's word preaching to us. And it's a truth that tells us that we need each other, that we need the person on your right, the person on your left. We need each other. And the big idea really of this message today is understanding that, man, life really is safer and life really is better in groups and when we are doing this thing together. And so I know for me personally, man, that I need people in my life for a lot of reasons. And so I want to give you some of those things today. And I just believe that it's going to witness with you. And I think you'll agree with this. If you're following along in your notes, jot this first one down this morning. Is I need people who will walk with me. And this is the point that I love about Jesus and who he is. Because, you know, Jesus was not someone that when he called the disciples together that he told them a bunch of things that they had to do. Jesus was in a place that he just said simply, come follow me. This morning, guess what? We are followers of Jesus. Amen? And so I love that part of our Savior and who he is. He said, hey guys, let's do life together. Let's not just, man, just talk about it, but let's do life together. Walk with me, because God never intended for us to be by ourselves. That's why I love that the scripture in Genesis chapter 2, where God recognized that it is not good for man to be alone. He recognized way back in the garden that it's not good for us to do life by ourselves. And I'm not talking about just marriage today, because I know, been in ministry a while. I know a lot of marriages that are desperately lonely, all right? So I'm not talking about marriages, but I'm talking about community. Everybody say community. But let me take it kind of a step further. And as I was thinking about that, you need people that'll walk with you, but you got to be careful about who's walking with you. Amen, everybody? And so who you walk with matters. And there's just a statement I heard, I don't even know who said it, just think it's good. That you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Or that your friends are a photograph of your future. And so who you walk with, you act like. Who you walk with, you become like. Who you walk with, you start talking like. One of my favorite kind of moments that shows community within Scripture is if you'll read through the chapters of Daniel, chapter 1, 2, and 3, three guys, man, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And what's interesting about this, that when you read these chapters, one of the things that you'll notice is that they're doing life together. You'll notice that every time in those three chapters, they're always mentioned together. And I think it's important for us to know that and to see that, because we're in a place that we have to understand that we cannot, and this is what I want to try to get in your heart, in your spirit today, is that we can never be in a place where we are doing this thing alone. I believe this, that commitment tends to last longer in community. That you have people that are loving you and that are encouraging you in the journey. And so here three guys were, and I'm just going to kind of summarize this story pretty quick, is that they were challenged and they were told that they had to bow their knee to a false god, and they refused. And I just have to think about it, imagine a little bit about their journey, that they just didn't arrive to a place, but there had been a journey that they had with God and with each other, that when that moment came to tell them that they had to bow their knee and they didn't, it was because of the God in them and also understanding the relationship that they had with each other. And it went as far as they were sentenced to death. They were sentenced to a fiery furnace. And the Bible says they were put in that fiery furnace. It was cranked hot, hot as you can imagine. And guess what happened? Nothing happened. The Bible said they walked out of that fiery furnace and not a hint of smoke was even smelled on them. How powerful is our God, everybody? But life is safer when you're together and not doing this alone. Let me just say this as well. Man, I love my wife, but you know what I know? Her and I also need friends as well. Amen, church? And so we need relationships in our lives. And so I would say this, that anyone that is influencing you away from God and away from his principles, we've got to let go. There may be phone numbers in our phone today that we may need to delete that are taking us away from the purpose of God. You have to make the decision, man, am I going to go after God this year like never before, or am I going to continue to allow people or the enemy to influence me away from God's plan and God's purpose? The decision is up to you. And so I want to encourage you, who is walking with you right now? Who's walking with you? Who's walking with you? If you want to grow in your faith and you want to continue to do all that God has called you to be, I'm telling you, who's walking with you is going to help determine that. Listen, you can't expect to do a bunch of great things for God if you're hanging around a bunch of jokers all the time, everybody. You need people in your life that are going to love Jesus as much as you, that are going to be honest with you and encourage you along the way. We need honest people. We need people that are going to help us in this thing. That's why I love these three guys, because when I look at Scripture, I think about this relationship that they have. And this, I think, is what was happening in Proverbs 27. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And I just see three men, man, that were sold out to the cause of Christ, that refused to bow their knee to anything but their God. And because of that, and because of the relationship that they had, man, they were sharpening each other. I love this quote. I don't know who it's from. It's good, though, that when you run alone, you run fast. But when you run together, you run far. I don't know about you, but I just desire to be in this thing for the long haul, longevity. I want that to be in my life. Hebrews 10 says, let's not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Community is God's answer to loneliness. It is. It's God's answer to loneliness, that if we find ourselves in a place that we feel like we're lonely, feel like we're doing this life alone, I'm telling you, that's why you and I need community. We need each other. Look at this verse with me in 1 Corinthians 14. It says, when you gather, each one of you be prepared with something useful for all. Sing a hymn, teach a lesson, tell a story, lead a prayer, provide an insight. Take your turn with no one person taken over. That way you all learn from each other. You know what that's a picture of? Small groups. That's an excellent picture in Scripture of small groups. Like if there could be a staple Scripture, boom. Shakalaka, there it is, all right? There it is, and here's the vision. Here's the vision of it. You ready? Yes, your pastor just said that. All right, Ephesians 4:16, I'm back. All right, as each part does its work, it helps the other parts. Look at this. As each part, meaning you and me, as you do your part, it benefits everybody else when you fulfill and are doing your purpose as well. It helps everybody else to grow. So Christ's whole body, man, I love this part of this scripture so much, because when each part is doing what we're supposed to be doing, it produces health. One of the greatest, most consistent prayers I pray over you and over our church is, God, keep us healthy. Keep our spirit healthy. Keep our minds healthy, Lord, in Jesus' name. Not just physically, but spiritually as well. Amen, everybody? And when we're healthy, anything that's healthy grows. And so that's the next part. So it's healthy, it's growing, and then we're full of, say it, church, love. Full of love. When everybody contributes, everybody does their part. Here's the second thing I know. I need people who's going to work with me. Man, we've got a great cause, and there's, God has got a call in your life, and you and I both need people that are going to work with us. Come on, that will sweat with us. Amen, everybody? That is not afraid of what's going on within our life, but is willing to help us. Ephesians 2:10, one of my favorite verses, that we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. God prepared in advance for us to do. Do you know this, that God's plan is bigger than you? His plan is bigger than you. And so because it's bigger than you, you cannot do this thing by yourself. Everything that we do in this life is centered around people. Do you know what heaven is going to be all about? Relationships. If you're struggling right here on the earth, it's time to work on it, because heaven's going to be all about relationships. Like it or not, baby, that's what it's going to be. And it's going to be awesome. But relationships is what it's all about. And God created, listen to me, your purpose and put people in the equation of your purpose. So you need the person on your right. You need the person on your left, in front of you, behind you. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says that two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. I just have realized, man, there's not a lot I can do by myself. There is just not. I'm so thankful for who God is and his plan and his purpose. And I think about what God is even doing right here on Sundays, that we have an amazing dream team that serves every week, all three Sundays. And I think we should give them a hand, everybody. Yeah, because I'm telling you, they're serving, they're making a difference. From our parking lot to the kids' ministry to out there in the lobby area to right in here. I mean, man, every single week I think about it. So many amazing people, men and women, that are serving through all three services. Why? To help advance the cause of Christ. Amen, everybody? And so our dream is that for every person at Elevate that comes through our doors would experience more of Jesus, but would also take the next step to being on the team. Today we have our growth track. Our step one is today. I'm encouraging you, if you've not been a part of our step one, you need to be a part of step one today. You need to come at 1:30, at 1:15. Child care is provided for you. And I want to encourage you, jump in and be a part of what God is doing. Here's what community also is. It's God's answer to fatigue. I notice that when I'm fatigued, man, relationships in my life are the encouragement that I need. And I just thought about this week. What would Fort Wayne look like if we used our closeness to make an impact? What would our city look like when they see a bunch of people from Elevate City out making a difference in closeness? You know what? I'm telling you, they'll look and see a bunch of people that love Jesus, that, man, that realize that we can't do this thing by ourselves, that we truly do need each other to make a difference. And one of us can put 1,000, but two of us can put 10,000 to flight. Amen, everybody? And so we realize that, man, that it's an opportunity as community, that even when I'm tired, even when I'm at my weakest, man, that I'm thankful for friends who can encourage and love and strengthen us. I love this scripture in Galatians 10 that says it this way, that every time, everybody say every time. So every time that we get the chance, let's work for the benefit of all. Not work for the benefit of me, but work for the benefit of all. Starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Amen. So I know I need people who will walk with me. I need people who will work with me. Lord knows I need people, number three, who will fight for me. Listen, you need some people in your life that are going to stand with you, that'll fight for you, that will help protect you, that will help defend you. Y'all hear, church? Amen? You need those kind of people that will war for you, that when you're at a place of maybe fatigue, that they're the type of people that's going to fight and pray for you, believe God for you, and not just leave you on the sideline, but be in a place that's focused on helping to protect. I love this here in Colossians 3. Let's read this. It says, bearing graciously with one another and willingly forgiving each other if one has a cause for complaint against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so should you forgive. Beyond all these things, put on, wrap yourselves in unselfish love. This is out of the Amplified Bible, which is the perfect bond of unity. Everybody say unity. For everything is bound together in agreement when each one seeks the best for others. Man, that's a loaded verse. I was reading that verse a lot this week, and I thought, man, that's loaded. Like, you could preach a whole message off that particular scripture. And I love the part of community, because the part of community that's within it is the word unity. U-N-I-T-Y. Unity is powerful. So I want to show you something this morning, and just an illustration as I was just kind of thinking about some things this morning and praying about how to try to really bring this home to us and let us see community, let us see unity in a way maybe differently than we've ever seen it, because I think it's important. And I think it's desperately important that we get a hold of this for our lives. Pastor Jason, come on up. So I've asked Pastor Jason, he's going to come up and stand here in the middle, and he's going to represent just you and me right now. And for some of us, this is where we're at. We're at a place, as he's representing you and I, we're at a place that maybe right now that we've been doing life alone. And I'm telling you, if you're doing life alone, it's a struggle. You're a target for the enemy. And so I know when, even in seasons in my life where I've tried to do life alone, that, man, I'm susceptible. I'm not that smart, because I not only do I continually need my relationship with God, but the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. So I'm not as smart as I think I am, and neither are you, all right? So we need people. Everybody say, we need people. And so I realize that if I'm by myself in this thing, it's going to be a struggle. The things, especially because we understand and we learn that freedom is a journey, and that we discussed in that series how it's part of the plan of the enemy to try to rear his ugly head again in the weeks and months to come, that we're on this journey of freedom, but the enemy is going to try to come in with temptation yet again. But if you're alone, you're not going to be able to withstand that. You need some unity. You need some help. So unity spelled with the first letter is U, right? The next two letters are and I. So we need this journey, you and I together. Give me my other two guys. Come on up. So we realize, and my prayer is that we come to a place that we realize, as Pastor Jason's representing me and you, that we realize, man, I'm tired of doing this alone. You've come into 2017. You've heard the message. Scoot back just a little bit, guys, so I don't fall off. All right. Thank you. And realize, again, representing us, that, man, I've got to make the decision. For some of us, it's going to take real courage. I was praying, we were this morning praying that over every service, that God would give us the courage to take next steps, to get in a small group, to not do life alone, but commit that, man, we're going to do life together with people, so that we realize that, man, this is God's plan with God and with each other. And now all of a sudden, Jason's not fighting alone. Now all of a sudden, he's in a place that he's not by himself any longer. But there's unity that's forming. What I love about relationships and what I love about small groups is the last two letters of this word that is T-Y. Give me my other two guys up here. Which is, you know what this represents for me as I was looking at this? Is a tying together. All right, guys, lock arms. There's a tying together that happens in the place of unity. But it's going to take honesty on our part to honestly say, I want this, and I'm going to go on the journey of this. It just doesn't automatically happen as easy as this. It does take a little work. It takes us being honest with God. It takes us signing up today before we leave and saying, God, this is what I want for my life. Where there's unity, there's power. Amen, everybody? And here's the thing about unity. Maybe you've heard the saying of people say, man, I'm behind you. You ever heard somebody tell you that? Man, I'm behind you. Or, man, I got your back. But here's the thing. I don't need you to have my back. I don't need you to be behind me. What I need you to be is with me. Because if I'm behind you, I can't see what's going on in front of you. And if I'm really going to be a friend, and if I'm really going to be in a place of unity and really help you to grow because you want my honesty, I've got to be all up with you in this journey, because you've got blind spots. And because you have blind spots, if you don't have people in your life, you're going to get blindsided if you don't. And the enemy's going to knock you off track. So what I'm trying to say this morning is we need unity. And guess what happens when the enemy does try to come in? Guess what's happening? Can't get through that. You see the power in that? The power in unity? Man, these are some bad boys out here. I'm just saying. Got these guys got my bag. You know what I mean? Thank you, Jesus, you know? But for real, I want you to see it as such. Say, wait, Pastor, you don't know what I've been through in the relationship there. Listen, it's a new day. It's a new day. When you take faith steps, it's risk steps. But I'm just trying to, in Jesus' name, just encourage you. Let's not stay where we've been. We came in declaring that 2017 can be the greatest year of your life, if it's the greatest year of your life spiritually. And it's going to take you and Jesus and you and people. And you got to get this in your spirit. Amen, everybody? You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I was thinking about this. We as Americans, when we go on vacation, you know what most Americans do? They have somebody watch over their house. How much more important is it to have somebody watching over your soul? We need a community watch over our soul. And I'm not saying you got to have 20 people along your side, but you need to have a few good men that are going to do life with you, that when the enemy does try to come in, they're going to pick you up and say, man, listen, we're going to stand in front of you. We're going to fight this battle for you so you don't. You're fatigued. We got this. We're going to win this in the place of prayer and see you overcome in Jesus' name. You're not doing this alone, everybody. Amen. Come on, can we give Jesus a better hand? Thank you, guys. Everybody say unity. You know, Bethany and I, for us, you need friends in your life for all kinds of things. I was thinking about this. Bethany, she's my girl, but she's my best friend too. And we got signals for each other. Like, if I got something in my teeth, you know, it's just kind of one of these. Kind of, you know what I mean? I said, baby, please don't ever let me get up there and preach with something in my teeth or something hanging, a cliffhanger from my nose, please. Come on, listen, real friends tell friends when they got cliffhangers hanging from the nose. Come on, somebody. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 says, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Man, I pray you're getting this. Community is God's answer to defeat. Verse 10 of that same chapter in Ecclesiastes says, if one person falls, another can reach out and help. But people who are alone, when they fall, they're in real trouble. Hope you saw that today. Here's the fourth thing. You know what I know I need? I need people that'll cry with me. Yeah, when the inevitable crisis hits my life, I need people. They're going to judge me, but going to cry with me. Sometimes that's what we need, is a good cry. And have people in our life that'll cry with us. This one is very personal to me because as a pastor, I see this with a lot of people, too many people that are doing life alone. And it's not the will of God for us to do that. We need each other. 1 Peter says this, 3:8, you should be like one big family, full of sympathy towards each other. When we get bad news, we need people in our life. I believe there's many situations in life that people should not go through it alone. Like sitting in a hospital, waiting on test results, waiting through surgeries. I believe that nobody should be standing over an open grave alone. Y'all with me? Or the first night after a loved one dies. I don't think they should be alone. When a husband or wife walks out, I don't think you should be alone. You know, our crisis care system here at Elevate City, you know what it's built on? Small groups. If you read your Bible, ministers are the people of the church. And if you're in one, you're going to get the care that you need. You're going to have a leader that's going to be praying over you as well every day. And we've got backup systems, of course, myself, other pastors, leaders. But to be honest with you, frankly, it's inadequate compared to small groups. Why? Because it's the biblical model that God has given us. The whole body of Christ, the church, doing life, doing ministry together. One of the hardest moments, one of the best moments I saw almost a year ago in this church was when one of our own passed away. Chad Middleton, who I still think about this day, and I love him, miss him dearly. And you know what? I remember last year and his wife Kelly when got the news and we walked out of the the consultation area with the doctor. And you know what we'd walked into when we walked into the waiting room? His small group leaders that were there, and a bunch of other people from this church that packed a waiting room. Man, that's a picture of ministry. That's a picture of shepherding that loved him and loved Kelly. And I still think about it this day because, man, it touched my heart greatly to know we're not alone. We don't have to do this alone. Amen, everybody? And I just believe it. Community is God's answer to despair. It's his answer to despair. Nobody ministers better than a friend does. We need a small group. Romans 12:15, it says, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. You want to know what pastoral care really is? Just kind of make it real simple because this is what it is. It's encouragement. It's loving people. So, Pastor, I don't know what to say. Keep them encouraged. And here's what we do. This is what it is. Point people back to Jesus. When the tears start falling, man, take a moment and pray. But you know what you do? Pastoral care is pointing people to Jesus, everybody. Pointing them back to him. 1 Thessalonians says, therefore, encourage one another. Build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And number five, the last one here, that I need people who will partner with me. And this is for everyone that has that dream in their life that you see, man, I want that you want to do something that's bigger than you. You realize, man, I need God and I'm going to need people. And I just think about together that we are on a mission as a church to stay on point. And that's my dream. That's my dream is that we continue to be a church that listen to me, everybody, that exists for the unchurched and awakens the spiritually restless of our city and beyond. That's who we are. That's where we're going. That's what God has given us. Make no mistake, there is no other vision that God has given this church but that. That's who we are. And so I pray that one day people will say, because of Elevate City, man, existed, Fort Wayne was never the same. Yeah, because Elevate City existed, I just pray this in the years to come, because Elevate City existed, America was never the same. Because Elevate City existed, man, the world really was a different place. And you know what? I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible that God could use us in such a way to impact our city, our nation, and the world. This is not about just trying to figure out how we solve our problems and sing kumbaya and just kind of hope for the best. Man, God has a plan, everybody. And it's a plan to stay on mission. And I'm just believing in the weeks and months to come, dreams are going to come alive in you in Jesus' name. You're going to dream bigger. You're going to believe bigger. New outreach ministries that have yet to be birthed out of this church will come forth in Jesus' name. Come on, reaching the nations, helping to plant more churches. Why? Because we have an end time call to reach as many people as we can for whatever time that we have left. And I'm not going to waste all my life just sitting around hoping somebody else steps up to the plate when God has put breath in this body to do something for the glory of God. We're going to go after it together in Jesus' name. So let's go. Jesus said this in John 15. He said, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. We can do more together, church, than we can alone. Fort Wayne can, and I declare, will be a city for God. Community, lastly, is God's answer to significance. Philippians says this, you're working together, struggling side by side to get others to believe the good news. And I just want to close this message with this. We need community. We need each other. And I pray you get this in your heart and your spirit today to realize you and I are not made to do this life alone. It's time to take the step of faith, time to take that step of courage in Jesus' name. I'm over my time here this morning, but I just want to encourage you so much today that God, this is part of God's plan. Can I tell you a stat that bothered me that I just found out a few weeks ago, some latest stats, y'all know I'm a stat guy in our city. We have around 380,000 people in Fort Wayne in the greater Allen County area. The latest stat has showed that only 60,000 of that 380,000 people are in church today. Man, that ought to bother you. Because that bothers me. And it bothers me that we are seeing that kind, that we are seeing that happen. And so we need God, we need other churches, amen, everybody, to continue to rise up. We need unity to continue to come forth. And tell you what, pastors, we many of us pastors in this city are meeting. Yeah, you may not know it, but we are. And we're trying to figure this out and pray and believe God. But we want to do our part here at Elevate City, amen, to reach this city for the glory of God. Amen? And we're going to do it. Come on, would you bow your heads right where you're at? Father, I thank you so much. Lord, it's time for the church to be the church. It's time, Lord, for the revolution of love and fellowship, community. Lord, I'm asking that you begin this in our hearts today. With all my heart, Lord, I believe that our church will start fulfilling your purposes in community, and that in that we'll see a new reformation in the church and a new spiritual awakening in our nation. And Lord, we need it. So Father, I ask God, put the courage inside each and every one of us, God, to take the step today. Sign up for a group. Begin to do life together, realizing I cannot do this alone. I need relationships in my life. I want to give an opportunity before we leave with every head bowed and just all eyes closed. If Jesus isn't Lord of your life, I want to encourage you before you leave here today, make him Lord of your life. He loves you. He is for you. He died for you. I want to encourage you right here today to make him first if you already haven't. And I want to give you an opportunity in just a moment. If you say, man, that's me, I'm just going to ask you to slip your hand up and you can put it right back down. But you're recognizing, man, I need God. I need that relationship. If you're not, and maybe you're even in a place you need to just recommit your heart. Maybe it's been a while and just God hasn't been first, but you realize I need to recommit all over this place. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand right now in this place. Say, man, that's me. That's me. Yep. Got you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want us to pray this. Pray this with me, church. Jesus, I give you my life today. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for new life. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name. Now repeat this after me. Say, dear God, forgive me for the times that I felt I didn't need other people in my life. I want to be a part of what you're doing on the earth. Through your family, the church. I want to experience real community. I'm tired of superficial relationships. I want to learn to love and be loved in a deeper way. So Jesus, I open up my heart to you to be a part of your family. Thank you for bringing me here, for this place to belong and grow in fellowship, and to serve and to share and worship. I don't want to be a passive follower. I want to get in on what you're doing. So my life belongs to you. I'm going to get in a small group. I'm going to learn about real community. God bless our church as we embark on this journey of community. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.